New Awakenings by X and C. I'm Carol, and Javi is my husband. My hands are shaking a bit as I write this because I'm quite turned on in the thought of Married Sheet Community reading about our sex life, and being turned on by it as much as we are is very exciting. I would never dream of being this sexually open to anyone in person, but the idea of sharing with committed married couples who love each other and love the Lord enough to practice sexual and marital fidelity seems so safe and wholesome, in addition to being really hot in a good way. First, let me tell you about us. We are a reasonably fit, fairly attractive couple, so we're told, in our very early 50s. We have two children who are both married, and we have always been very close, happy family. Our faith and our church life is the foundation of our life together, and it is so very important to us. Our friends, parents, and social acquaintances know that we are fun-loving and young at heart, but would never dream that we have such a passionate sexual side, that we are recently reawakened and are beginning to explore and celebrate more and more. As our children came into their teens, we got deeply involved in their schooling, sports, youth group, etc., that our hectic careers caused us to draw apart as a couple into a very deadening routine. I admit that much of it was my fault. My husband had a much higher libido than I did, and sex just wasn't one of my priorities. I'm afraid I was becoming quite dull sexually and terribly inhibited. Through several circumstances, I've had a real sexual awakening, and I am thrilled to say that I have fallen in love with my husband again. And with our newly empty nest, our sexual lives have become, and are still becoming, much more sexually adventurous, sensual, and orgasmic. In my reawakened mindset, I now find myself relishing the following: sexy lingerie, affection and romance, long sessions of French kissing with hot, slippery foreplay, giving and receiving oral, and thinking up exciting new fantasies to be acted out if possible. At a recent women's meeting at our church, the group went around the circle and answered the question, "What are some of the favorite things you do with your husband?" We had a good time talking about cooking, walks, hobbies, etc. But what I really would have liked to have said was, "Well, I love masturbating my husband with lots of baby oil while I talk sexy to him. I love being sucked, licked, and fucked to yummy orgasms. I adore watching my husband's face while I suck his cock. He loves it when I suck him all the way to a creamy climax and let him come in my mouth and all over my lips and face. I wouldn't dare say it, of course, but I can only imagine what their faces would have looked like. But I really do love having this newfound passion with my beloved. We try to keep our sex lives red hot by always touching and being affectionate, giving each other erotic massages, talking sexy, acting out our sexual fantasies, occasionally making a sexy video of ourselves and sending naughty texts during work hours. We have tried sex in the backyard at night, letting him take nude pictures of me. The body's not what it used to be, but he still loves it. The experimenting with sex toys, so much fun. Bear with me while I explain one more thing. One of our favorite turn-ons is telling each other sexy fantasies and stories. When Javi leaves for work and I have a free morning, I usually shower, turn my phone to silence, and go back to bed for about 30 minutes. I slip naked beneath the covers and think of the sexy situations. Many times, these are elaborations on favorite past fantasies that we have told each other, but often they are brand new. I gently play with myself as I begin to develop my fantasy, and then as I get really excited, I throw back the covers and turn with my feet facing the mirror beside our bed. Large mirrored sliding closet doors. Very sexy. It really turns me on for some reason to watch as I lift my legs as high as possible and as wide as possible. I'm completely shaved and love the daring nakedness of it. And I massage and masturbate until I'm right up to the edge of the orgasm. After keeping myself in this pre-orgasm fever for a while, I stop right there without climaxing, especially if I know we are going to make love that night. This keeps me frustrated and hot and deliciously turned on all day long. When I'm done with my little session, I immediately write down my fantasy with as much detail as possible. I stay nude and play with myself, adding sexy details as I think of them. When we have sex that night, part of our foreplay is to get out my fantasy journal and tell my husband what I've been thinking about all day. It makes us so hot. A variation of this when he sets up the video camera on the tripod before he leaves, and I'll record my masturbation session talking out loud about what I'm thinking and who is saying and doing what is in my fantasy. I'm always shy about this at first, but as I get turned on and closer to orgasm, I can really let myself loose and talk sexy and hot. In these fantasies, it might be I have been dreaming about the time we... And I'll describe how I want to do it again. More often lately, it will be a fantasy where I am an insatiably sexy slut who has hot sessions with repairmen who come to the door, businessmen during their lunch hour, weightlifters at the health club, athletes in the locker room shower, etc., all of who end up being my husband. In these dreams, I loved to suck and have my man come in my mouth, on my face, then dripping with cum, he spreads my legs and licks me until I have a powerful and loud orgasm. As I record these sessions, I'll sometimes use a dildo in my pussy or ass, though I don't tend to do this when I masturbate just for me, in order to put on as sexy a show as I can for hobby, bringing myself to a loud, shivering, moaning climax for our future viewing pleasure. We absolutely love watching this later. What is thrilling is that this sexiness is so hot and fun, and it's guilt-free. It's not only good for our relationship, but it is what God intended as we rejoice in our marriage. Happy Loving by Carol and XNC.